This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him again, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We have watched in recent weeks as age is taking its toll on Queen Elizabeth II. This week, for the first time in 51 years, the Queen was absent from the 11th inauguration of the General Synod of the Church of England. It made me sad to hear her son, Prince Edward, speaking on Her Majesty's behalf, reminding the General Synod, in her words, how none of us can slow the passage of time. Queen Elizabeth's health challenges are hitting me harder than I would have thought, probably due to the boyhood crush I've had on her since the early 70s, back when she was handed to me on a Canadian nickel that had somehow found its way into the change drawer of Bethel Grocery. Far from the stern-looking men on U.S. coins, in my hand was a coin from a faraway land that offered the image of a beautiful, vibrant woman. I was incredibly grateful on April 5th, 2020, to hear Queen Elizabeth's voice tell the world how it reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones, but now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do. While we have faced challenges before, this one is different. This time we join with all nations across the globe in a common endeavor. Using the great advances of science and our instinctive compassion to heal, we will succeed. And that success will belong to every one of us. We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again. But for now, I send my thanks and warmest good wishes to all. What a leader. Given her quiet authority, her modest, mild, patient smile, hasn't Queen Elizabeth set the bar rather high for future kings and queens? And then, an odd irony, Jesus Christ, our King, would probably not make the cut. Perhaps this is because Jesus is not a king. Jesus is the King. Jesus will not be crowned at Westminster, will not take a seat on Elizabeth's throne, nor will Jesus sit on the throne of any other monarch either. This is because the throne of Jesus is a feed box in Bethlehem, where a migrant family beds with farm animals, while Mary, Mother of our Lord, breastfeeds God. This is because the throne of Jesus is the house of affliction. That's one translation for Bethany. Jesus is King of the afflicted, the broken, the confused, the lost who have traded virtue for vice just to make it in this tough life. This is because the throne of Jesus is the cross, where Jesus turns this world upside down on its head by siding with the vulnerable, by siding with the outcast, by seeing value in the despised. This is because the throne of Jesus is wherever the homeless ones lay their heads, where inside those heads voices shout, "Give up, die, no one wants you, no one loves you." Yet, amidst those voices comes another voice, the soft whispering voice of God saying, "I have called you by name. You are mine." This is because the throne of Jesus is firmly situated in jails, in backstreet alleys, in courtrooms, in Section 8 housing, and at border crossings. The kingship of Jesus is seen wherever this world is being flipped over, turned upside down on its head. We see this as we work at Joy Lutheran with God's Pantry, Daily Bread, Serene Harbor, and the Genesis House, where the poor, the confused, and the outcast prepare the royal highway for the advent of Christ our King. We see this as we work with Turner Elementary School, Sarah Care, and Lutheran World Relief, where those who face incredible challenges reflect the face of Jesus. The royal family of Jesus Christ our King is populated from the bottom up rather than from the top down. Jesus raises queens and kings to authority and power from the sub-basements, not from the penthouses. Such kings and queens follow Jesus Christ, their King, as we manage time in ways that honor our King. And we see this where we place value and in whom we place trust. To follow Jesus, to be a king or queen raised by Jesus, is to hang as a crucified one amidst the crucified ones of this day and this age. We are a bottom-up monarchy whose pattern confounds the wise. But let's look at the wisdom and pattern of those who profess themselves to be oh so very wise. What does their top-down ruling actually bring? Has suffering ended? Is poverty eradicated? Has this world grown less violent? Has this world grown more loving? As people in general, are we now more open to one another, or have we become even more closed off? Has top-down ruling wisdom inaugurated God's hope for all of creation? No, it has not. Queen Elizabeth tells us that none of us can slow the passage of time. Yet isn't it time we try something else? What would our world look like were we to live the way of Christ the King? We do live in a cynical time where people will probably ask things like, "Can anything good come out of that place over there? Can anything good come out of Brevard County, out of Palm Bay, out of Joy Lutheran?" Yet, the becoming obvious answer as we follow the way of Christ our King is yes, yes, yes. Yes, such monarchs are raised by Jesus out of every situation, every challenge, and every trial to lead the way to a kingdom on earth done as it is in heaven and nowhere else. All of this happens already. For Christ our King, the greatest kingmaker of all, is always and everywhere raising bottom-up kings and queens in all times and in all places to bring glad tidings of great joy to all people everywhere, each according to their needs. Amen.